Speedway Report is produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. 1 week until Christmas and we still have dirt short track racing. Last week, Speedway Report visited the NASCAR Technical Institute for Stocks for Tots. And NASCAR gets a new logo and a new name for the Premier Series. All this and more. Welcome to Speedway Report for Monday, December the 19th, 2016. From the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina, I'm Patrick Reynolds, and thank you for joining us tonight. From the North Myrtle Beach ZRN Studios, producer Jeff Gilder is giving us four tires and fuel for our run to the checkered flag at the top of the hour. Now, we welcome everybody listening in on Racers Reunion Radio tonight. We've got a brand new website at Racers Reunion. We always talked earlier about, for years and years, our stock car site and our drag racing site. They are now merged into one. If you're searching around the new site, simply go to the radio button at the top ribbon, click onto that, and then that will bring you up to the player on the top right. Just click that, and there we are. Now, we're also streaming on Facebook Live, so you can head on over to our show page, on Facebook, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and we are live. And hello to all of you if you're viewing us on a podcast on Speedway Report. Also, you guys over here, threw my phone up here a little bit. It's my personal page. Welcome to the first edition of Speedway Report on Patrick Reynolds' page. We thought we got all the cameras, we've got audio, we'll get everybody in here. Hello to everybody as we hit Christmas week. Brand new website on Racers Reunion. We got a new look and a new format. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. I want to welcome everyone to the fastest half hour in motorsports, SpeedwayReport.com, Racers Reunion, and Facebook Live. By the way, if you are on our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, we'd appreciate if you kindly give us a like. And let's round out social media. Where else am I? I am on LinkedIn, I am on Google Plus, and my Twitter handle, Speedway Pat. Give me a like there. Give me a follow. I like that. I'm into social media, like, you know, yakking about race cars 7 days a week, not just on Monday nights. Speedway Report Victory Lane Lap, yes, still active. I look on the calendar, December 19th, so we're covering the weekend of December 17th and 18th. Yeah, we still have results. How cool is that? The USAC Midgets raced in DuCoin, Illinois, where Tyler Courtney won the 55-lap feature in the Southern Illinois Center. And one of the big races this weekend, this turned out to be huge. I saw the planning for this coming up. And it looked big, it built momentum, it had a lot of excitement, a lot of juice going into it, was the Gateway Dirt Nationals held in the Dome in St. Louis, Missouri. Friday night, the modified race was won by Matt Cooper, and the late models won by Shannon Babb. And then on Saturday, the modifieds, Tommy Seitz Jr., won $10,000 for the feature win there. And the late models, one of the biggest names ever, Scott Blomquist, won the AMA in there, and $20,000. We'll talk about the dirt show there. Went out to be this tremendous, tremendous event where everybody's looking, I don't know if this will work. This may work. This may be good. This may be great. Maybe not. It turned out to be a grand slam home run. Fantastic event. And people are already counting down to 2017. That's pretty cool. We'll talk about that a little bit shortly. Now, jumping back over to what we touched on a little while ago, the Racers Reunion site. We always talked about our chat room friends, everybody there in our stock car site and our drag racing site. Everybody was logged in, and you kind of toggled back and forth between the two sites like I did. Well, no longer. I'm going to hit a button here, got on over to the Racers Reunion site. RacersReunion.com, one chat room, everybody's there. I got a bunch of people in there. I know Tim Leeming, the legend, is in there. Barb's in there. Thomas, Jeff Gilder. Boy, everybody's in there. Joe Morrison, I see him. Hi, everybody. Welcome. Now, we're still all kind of getting our feet underneath us, getting our sea legs to it. But I think in the long run, we won't have to search for anything, whether it's on the stock car site or the drag racing site. What do you like? Motorsports? We're the place for it. Head over to racersreunion.com. This just went live within the last week, so it has a new appearance to it. It looks a lot to me like Facebook, like a little bit how the layout is on the screen. Which, everybody be patient. We're fine. Everything's going to be great. We just got to get our feet underneath us and our sea legs and find out where all the buttons are and everything. You know how they change things on Facebook and you go, ah, man, and you don't know where anything is. Everything is there. Everything is faster, quicker, smoother. This is going to be fantastic. We just have to kind of figure out where everything is, and I'm not above making crib notes, making a cheat sheet for me. Let's get to some news today coming out of the offices of NASCAR, where we had a big announcement this afternoon, sort of. We get an email out of the NASCAR media folks. By my calculations, we had 38 minutes to go before a major announcement was coming from NASCAR. Now, we've all been waiting for this major announcement, pairing up with Monster Energy Drink, which they announced just a few weeks ago in conjunction with the awards ceremony out in Las Vegas. We've been waiting for this. What are we going to call, as they had tagged it for a few years, the Premier Series, NASCAR's Premier Series? What were we going to call it? What was the logo going to be? All of that. That came out this afternoon. It started out with just NASCAR, major announcement, big announcement, 4 o'clock. And I think, it came out with 38 minutes. So we're all excited. All right, Monster, this is going to be it. This is going to be it. And they kind of teased us a little bit with just a new logo for NASCAR. That was the first thing that came out, a short 30-second video. Not a whole lot different from what we have seen. More of a black background with the white lettering of NASCAR and the stripes on the right side of it, yellow, red, and blue. A few of the colors are now gone. So it's changed, altered a little bit. And then the Monster logo came up on a second quick 30-second video. The new series, the Premier Series, will be called Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. That's the name of the series, which the small little word cup, that little bit of word cup, is a big deal to a lot of people, including myself. NASCAR logo, I'll admit it, looks sharp, looks good. A little bit different than what we're used to as far as the word NASCAR goes, but we knew Monster Energy was going to have some influx on that with their sponsorship contract. And the colors look good. The black, the green looks kind of sharp, neatened up a little bit. Looks good. I don't mind it at all. Yes, it's change. We have resistance to change. I'm one of those guys. I'm also embrace as time moves on. We need to move forward. Looks sharp. I like it. However, it's the cup part that we all were freaking out about a few weeks ago, and we were worried it would be the NASCAR Monster Series or the Monster Energy NASCAR Series, what have you. They did keep the Cup Series simply because historians, like so many that are here on Racers Reunion Radio, what would we tie in the 2017 NASCAR Cup season with the 1960 Cup season, those records? Grand National Racing. That was tossed around a little bit. Will that make a comeback? Would that name come back? I was in favor of that. I was in favor of never dropping that. I wish they never did, just so we could tie the names together. As you imagine, I research facts now for articles that I write from that reference some historical topics. Some of those were before I was born. What do I need to do? I need to go research them. At least this way, I know what I'm talking about. When we go into the future, we're all gone here, and 75 years from now, there's another young writer that's elbows deep in NASCAR and loves to write about the sport, and he's researching the history. Will he get confused? Well, that little word cup ties it into the Sprint Cup Series, the Nextel Cup Series, the Winston Cup Series, so hopefully they can blend into the record books and keep tight on the Grand National Series, the Winston Cup Grand National Series for so many years. Even before Winston got involved, it was the Grand National Stock Cars that NASCAR sanctioned. So they keep the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. I think this is important for identification. Monster Energy goes in front of NASCAR, which hasn't happened before. It's always been the NASCAR Winston Cup, NASCAR Sprint Cup, what have you. Now we have Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. I think they did a decent job of making a lot of people happy. Lord knows everybody on the internet will bitch about anything possible, special racing related, sports related, politics, no matter what, whoever you make happy, there's somebody to bitch about. I think NASCAR did a pretty good job in working with the folks of Monster Energy, making this happen with the new logo. It holds on to the history with the word Cup. Those three letters make such a big difference to me. And Grand National did not come back. That's fine. Monster gets their due for the big 8-9-figure check they are writing or will write, what have you. So all is well in the world of NASCAR. I think whoever is on their Twitter account or running their social media has mastered the art of clickbait. The first video that came out, which we all expected at 4 o'clock Eastern time, really just highlighted the NASCAR logo and the new colors, which weren't all that different. So we were all left for a few moments, including some heavy beat writers on the topic of, dude, that's it? Basically a very big, disappointing, crashing feeling on the new NASCAR logo. Monster came out 2 to 3 minutes later. We all got the bigger feel for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, as it will now be called. Not too shabby. I like it. We'll roll with that. That was today, the 19th. Let's back it up to almost a week to December 13th, last Tuesday, when we went. We were actually working with Speedway Report, paralleling the Goat Rodeo, racing through history last Tuesday night. I had the privilege to head to the NASCAR Technical Institute here in Mooresville at Race City, USA, and broadcast from Stocks for Tots just last Tuesday. Wonderful event was the brainchild of Don Miller, held at NASCAR Tech. Don Miller, a long partner with Rusty Wallace and Roger Penske in motorsports for so many years, raising and collecting toys for underprivileged children and raising awareness of a serious condition of child abuse in this country, focusing on the area here in Mooresville, bringing awareness to the sad story, as well as collecting toys for so many underprivileged children that are in the area, makes you realize how blessed we are with the everyday things that we have. And some kids out there, this was the only toy, only item that they will get this Christmas. So, you know, God bless the group that came in there, tremendous amount of fans and people on hand for that event. Now, as I talked to people there, this was, I believe, the biggest event possibly that they've ever had. It at least rivaled, it was pretty close to as big as they've ever had for the event. Personally, we had some of the Racers Reunion crew up there. The legend was there, Tim Leaning. Got to meet his brother, Richard, and Richard sat with me for a little bit. Richard and Tim both signed autographs for the fans that came by. And it was a lot of fun listening to their racing tales from when they were younger down in South Carolina, when they were growing up, young kids. You know, I could listen to that type of stuff all day. I got to listen to both the tales of Tim Leaning and his brother Richard, and good to see both of them signing autographs for the fans. And, you know, I just sit back and listen to racing tales of Saturday night tales and buying cars and sneaking around, and I listen to that all day. Other Racers Reunion members up there. I know Ray Lamb was up there. Bill Ryan was up there. And we need to thank Bob Hissom from the North Carolina Auto Racing Hall of Fame, who had a lot to do with putting this together and allowing Speedway Report and myself to come in and broadcast. So, Bob, thank you very much for that. Now, we had an opportunity to sit and record and chat with a number of people. Tiger Tom Pistone showed up, spent a few minutes with me. We talked to him about what he is up to in his racing career. We spoke to John Dodson, who is part of the NASCAR Tech staff and a key player in Stocks for Tots. So we got to hear about his resume, all the way of racing back with the Blue Max days, and Rusty Wallace and Tim Richmond. He spoke of that, how NASCAR Tech came from a pile of dirt off an interstate exit to this gleaming facility that they have now, and how Stocks for Tots came to be. It was a brainchild somewhere. How did all that come to be? We spoke to him about that. longtime writer of NASCAR, Deb Williams, was seated right next to me. She spent some time with us. We spoke to her. I talked to Billy Nasiewicz, former crew chief for Richie Evans in many of his national championships. Big Orange, coming out of Rome, New York, the 61. He was the crew chief, worked side by side with Rich. Bill was absolute joy to sit and talk to you there. You want to talk about some stories of short track racing? Billy Nasiewicz with Richie Evans. Fantastic time there. We spoke to Bobby Dotter, who is fielding a NASCAR Xfinity team. We talked to him about going up against the cup operations, the money, the staff, the technology that is his opposition each year, and his driver, Ray Black Jr., as they get ready for 2017. And we also talked to Jerry Nadeau. What has he been up to? What is he doing? How is he doing? We covered all that. Now, all this we talked to here, we got the audio. It is all recorded. I would stay close to that racersreunion.com website if I were you guys. We have it all on tape. It will be available to all of you. And keep visiting our new site, racersreunion.com. We will get it up. It's all stored. Trust me, we won't sneak by. We'll let you know when it's up there. But Jeff has been so busy with the new website and getting everything up. I know it's on the top of his list. He will get to it. But we've got all this good stuff ready and ready for you guys to listen to. What an exciting night up there. We got to actually sit near and chat with, not on the air, but briefly say hello to some of the NASCAR legends. Just off the top of my head, Bobby Allison was there. Donnie Allison was there. Ned Jarrett, and right over my shoulder was the King, Richard Petty, as he signed autographs. I asked the King if we could get a word with him on the air. His people running the show said we just didn't have the time to do it. He was there to sign autographs. There was a big line of fans waiting for him. He couldn't sneak us in. Hopefully next year we'll get to speak to the King. Jumping subjects here to something I have written recently. One of the last columns I put up recently for SpeedwayReport.com compared the championships of all the 7-time winners. Dale Earnhardt, Richard Petty, Jimmy Johnson. And how different they are. We compared. We contrasted. Excuse me for a moment. The winter air is getting to me. Sorry about that, everybody. Live radio and TV. But on a LinkedIn posting I had about that column of the 3 7-time champions, I had a follower. His name was Mike Peter, and he made a mention on LinkedIn. I will quote him. I was a number 3 fan from day 1. To compare these champions is disrespectful. Just my 2C, which I'm going to take as his 2 cents. And Mike Peter, if you're listening, let me ask you, how so? I'm wondering that. How is it disrespectful to compare the 3 championships, the 3 drivers? I think you can. I mean, if you rank them, I think it's difficult to rank them because they all did things in different eras. I use Petty's words a little bit. His words are, hey, I did my thing in my era. Dale Earnhardt did his thing in his era. Jeff Gordon did his thing in his era. Jimmy Johnson did as well. So what? So, you know, to say one was tougher, easier than the other, you really can't, but they are different. And I think you can compare them. They're 7-time champions. And I got the feeling that a lot of people, I know some of the comments I got on other forms of social media, they really just read the title of the article and let their opinions be known. That was quite obvious that they didn't go ahead and read the story. So Mike Peter, I just ask you, if you think that to compare them is disrespectful because you're an Earnhardt fan, how so? Please tell me, and if anyone knows Mike Peter, I'd like to hear why. Why do you think it is disrespectful? In some other news, some big news this past week, Jeff Gordon, I just mentioned his name, got behind the wheel of a Cadillac prototype, testing for the 24 Hours of Daytona. As IMSA held a test last week in Daytona, which do believe that the Rolex 24 is little more than a month away. Goodness, holy mackerel, off-season, what's that? No such thing anymore. Some news that came out of IMSA. The field, the entire field, will take the green as one pack. There will be no split starts between the prototypes and the GT cars. Jeff Gordon, we talked about, was behind the wheel. The Action Express has set their driver lineup. They're the shop just to the west of us on Lake Norman here in North Carolina. Elton Sawyer works heavy with them. If you're wondering what he's up to as we make the rounds of who's active, who's not, what are they up to, Elton Sawyer is part of the management team at Action Express. I wanted to speak of this big late model race, the Gateway Dirt Nationals, this past week. Have you seen the video and the footage from this track? I see indoor tracks, I hear about indoor tracks, I think, oh, great, race-wise, racy, they're not that good. This was a fifth of a mile dirt track, and they raced late models, full-blown dirt, super late models inside. This was an amazingly racy track. Low groove, high groove, bite up top, bite on the bottom. This was good. This was really good. I saw the video there, obviously wasn't there out in St. Louis in the cold. I thought it was fantastic, though. They raced hard. This was a good racetrack. If they were to build an outdoor track like this, you'd have a winner as far as that. That was pretty amazing. Go look up some video on YouTube from the Gateway Nationals. And we're coming up on Christmas weekend, next weekend. I think that's the only week of the entire year there will be no racing that I can find. The St. Louis race this past weekend brings us right up to Christmas. We had racing pretty much every weekend up till then with the Snowball Derby and the indoor races up in Atlantic City. Then we jump to New Year's, which has several races, and then we get into some special January races at New Smyrna, Talladega Dirt Track, the Chili Bowl, and then I said the Rolex 24. That leads us right into February, and then we're off and running. I think we're really literally race around here 51 weeks a year. And the 52nd week is just Christmas weekend. We take that off. And speaking of being off, I believe we'll be off for the next 2 weeks, and we will return live on January 9th. There will be some on-track action, back with some short track racing. Yeah, we will have some commentary and some opinions on who's shoving who out of the way as we begin the year. Everyone, in between our broadcasts, keep up on the world of auto racing with our website, SpeedwayReport.com. The Speedway Report TV replays are posted on the site. At the top ribbon, you just click the TV button, and you can watch tonight's show as well as past programs. We also have columns from Vicki Miller, Steve Zonger, Paul Bluffus, and myself. I just talked about it. Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt, and Jimmy Johnson. Yes, I do compare them, and I am working on a story. I said that for the second week in a row. On the NASCAR Modified Tour, spoke to Burt Myers and Doug Coady. My personal deadline for that column is very soon. I'll let you know on social media when it is posted at SpeedwayReport.com. Big thanks to Jeff Gilder, ZRN, and Racers Reunion for the outstanding production work tonight. They will be back tomorrow, the Goat Rodeo with our Racers Reunion family, 7 p.m. tomorrow night with Racing Through History. I want to thank everyone that came to the chat rooms tonight and tuned in. Good to see everybody there. And check out our new site, racersreunion.com. New, streamlined, slick, fast, good-looking site. It will be one of the best sites out there before too long. Everybody's getting their feet underneath them, clicking around, learning where the new buttons are. This place is going to rock. So if you are new to us, new to the show, new to the program, head to racersreunion.com. Sign yourself up. We would love to see you with us there. Now, Racers Reunion Radio produces live content on Mondays and Tuesdays, and then we replay that 24/7 throughout the week. So it's just on a loop, and then until we come back live on the following Monday with our lineup here as well as the lineup on Tuesday night. So anytime you want to hear something, just head on over to racersreunion.com. Click on the radio button and play the player, and away you go. I want to thank all of the military, past and present, for the freedoms we enjoy as Americans in our daily life, including the simple things like bench racing right here on a Monday night. Freedom is not free, and a veteran paid that bill. To all of the men and women who are defending freedom and watching Speedway Report, take care of yourselves and come home soon. And a special salute to the teachers, school staff, firefighters, police officers, and paramedics in our own communities. They are quiet and modest heroes every single day. God bless and thank you. You have been watching Speedway Report from the shores of Lake Norman in Race City, USA, Mooresville, North Carolina. Produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. Now don't go anywhere. BP, JB, and BS are coming right up at the top of the hour on Racing and Rocking with Draglist.com with special guest NHRA Top Fuel champ Antron Brown. A reminder to like our Facebook page, Speedway Report with Patrick Reynolds, and follow me on Twitter at Speedway Pat. For Jeff Gelder, I'm Patrick Reynolds. We will be back live in 2 weeks, Monday, January 9th, with results from the New Smyrna Red Eye 100, Talladega's Ice Bowl, and racing's Hot Topics. Thank you all for joining us on Facebook Live, Racers Reunion, and SpeedwayReport.com TV. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy New Year. Good night.